The title of the message is Promises. I don't want to go there again. Yeah. It's like once is enough. Promises. It's all put in. There's two promises today. There'll be more, but just two promises today. And one is out of Philippians and one is out of 2 Thessalonians. And there's just two things, but some notes underneath. But we need to have them. And they're promises that we need right now. And the first one of these is that God will not give up. God will not give up. And you can write in your notes there. You'll have that up here. God will not give up. But if you'll put beside it, underneath it, or whatever, on me. I title it, God will not give up. But you can put right there, God will not give up on me. And you need to know that. Here's what Philippians 1:6 says. I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Does everybody get this? Now, hear this. He didn't say, I'm certain that God, who began the good work in you, will continue it if you're perfect, if you never fail, if you never fall on your face, if you never sin. He didn't say that. And there's too many people who've been in organizations or denominations or churches, and they've heard this stuff, that you've got to be this and this and this. I'll tell you what, no matter how hard we try, we are going to fail. We shouldn't purposely want to do that, but everybody knows everybody in this room is going to sin. And everybody's going to fall short. This is not a message given to perfect people. It's a message given to those who believe in Jesus Christ, who are striving, wanting to be, trying to be what God wants them to be, attempting to give their lives. That's us, all of us, trying to give our lives to Christ. And in the meantime, we have our own little hang-ups. And this is for people, you and me, that God is still working in us no matter how much we mess up, no matter how much we fall short, no matter how inadequate we feel. Is there anybody in this room that from time to time doesn't feel like that they're falling short of what God wants them to be? Anybody? You feel like you're really, you're like, I'm the example of what not to do some days. We all feel like that, don't we? Now, don't be responsive. I don't need any feedback this morning. Anyway. Now participate. You know, you can answer this and I'd like for you to get into it, but because it's stuff you need to hear. And the reason I ask you to give feedback is somebody sitting beside you across over here needs to hear. They're not the only one that ever feels this way. I do. I was sharing on the way down here. I said, you know, I just feel like sometimes I get so hung up on my shortcomings, what I don't know, what I don't think I'm doing right. I get upset over things. I said, and I do all that. I said, I get so focused on that that I forget that God's still doing his work. It doesn't stop God from doing his work. And the key is, listen to me, the key is when you mess up, when you sin, when you fall short, the key is to immediately acknowledge it and confess it and get that fellowship restored instantly. God's still doing his good work. God is working in you, and let me tell you this, God's working for you. God is on your side. What does it say in Romans? If God is for us, who can be against us? God, who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, it said he will surely with Jesus what? Give you, freely give you all things. Have you ever thought about it? I haven't brought a message on that in quite a while. And then the next verse in there says, who will bring a charge against you? It's God who justifies, makes you right with himself through your faith in Jesus Christ. And so God is working in you right now. And you may feel like me. You don't know what I said on the way up here today, Pastor. You don't know what I was thinking about that person who cut me off in traffic today. Well, you don't know what I was thinking about the half dozen that cut me off on the way down here either. There's seldom a Sunday I don't have to confess about something to God before I get here. And you laugh, but it's true. Why? We're human, and I'm not going to sit up here and try to pretend I'm not human. We are. We're people, and God's still using us. God's still working in us, and God's working for us. He began with Jesus. Listen, God began working. Think about this. God began working for you and me where? with the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. He was working for us at that point. He was doing something for us when Jesus died on the cross. And then Jesus rose again, and when we ask Jesus in our heart, God is not just working for us. What does He do? He's working within us. And He wants to work then through us, to touch other people through our lives. He began a good work in Christ, and who continues it? When I ask Jesus in my heart, God gives me His Holy Spirit, and His Holy Spirit continues that work even when I'm falling flat on my face. You say, how do I know God is really doing a good work in me? Let me tell you something. You're here, aren't you? How many of you have sinned lately? But you're here, aren't you? You think, what brought you out of that sin? What? Why are you here if you sinned, if you fell short? Because God forgave you through your faith in Jesus Christ. We are not perfect, but we are forgiven. And we're here praising Him for it and saying, God, use my imperfections. Use me, even though I fall short. And He's saying, I sure will. I begin a great work in you, and I'm not going to stop it just because you're weak at times. And I'm going to touch people. And I've learned something else in life. And, you know, and I finally am finally getting just a taste, experiencing what Paul was trying to say when he said, when I am weak, then I'm strong. And I'm finding that God often uses my weaknesses as more of a witness than my strengths. When I mess up and people know I mess up, or I sometimes I have to say, hey, I'm sorry, I got mad over that. Forgive me. I'm finding that touches people more often because you're honest, you're asking forgiveness, and you're being a real person, but a real Christian human being. And in your weaknesses, they're identifying with that and saying, hey, that person, you know, I can't believe they said they're sorry and asked me to forgive them. That's real Christianity. Or, I'm sorry, my mistake, my bad, I did that, I shouldn't have done that, said that, whatever. And people see that, and they say, what could have made them do that? And you get a chance to talk to them, and they see that Jesus Christ is real in you. I worked too long in churches and denominations where people were just faking it, and everybody came in and acting like they were just such mighty Christians, and then went out, and it was like, and I had to counsel them during the week. I had to counsel their kids, and I found out all these secrets, and it's like, oh, golly, what I see on Sunday is not happening on Monday. God, just soon you come in here right now and be real. I'd say to anybody, when you come to church, you know what you need to bring with you? Bring the Holy Spirit in your heart. Bring your sins and give them to God. Put them at the foot of the cross. And use your failures, your sins, and your shortcomings to help somebody else who's struggling along in life and say, buddy, I've been there. Oh, yeah, I've drank too much. Yes, I've lost my temper. Yes, I've cussed people out. And I know how that feels, and I understand how you did it, but there's better things for you in life. That's what we're here to do. It's not always share from our strengths, but our weakness. That's why Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. It's when I've blown it that I find Christ so strong and so rich in my life. Everybody hearing this? Don't ever pretend Christianity. Don't fake it. Be real with it. Too many Christians are like actors on a stage, and they go to church, and you've seen this, right? And you've been in places, and it's just one big hoorah thing, and everybody's just and then they go out, and you're thinking, are these the same people I was just in the church with? Well, here, it's not that way. And I encourage it, and I try to set the example myself. I don't ever want to fake it. I want you to know I'm called to do this job, but I'm still struggling to be as perfect as Christ wants me to be. And He says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect over in Matthew. And that word perfect means just whole and mature and complete in Christ. But perfection comes when Jesus Christ gets me out of this thing. And as long as I'm in this body, unfortunately, I struggle with a lot of things. And so the Holy Spirit is in me, and He's in you because you believe in Jesus Christ. And He's continuing to work on the cross, and Jesus, and He's creating us and molding us into Christ's image. And every time I fail, I'm a step closer to realizing what it is the devil's using in my life to trip me up. Don't you see it? Now, I want to tell you something. This is a thing for me. It may not be for you. I cannot watch much news. I just can't. I can't. Because it hits me in a way that makes me too angry. Is anybody else having an issue with that? I can't. I just can't stay focused on God when I look at the stuff. I can't stand seeing kids kicking somebody in the head that's lying on the street. I can't stand it. That my life is against all that. We're here to protect the weak. And when I wore a uniform, it was always to help those who can't help themselves. To defend the weak, the helpless. You don't kick people in the head. You don't do those things. And so that gets to me. And that's just something, some of you can watch it and you just sit there. I can't do it. I know the people tell me what's on Facebook. But by the way, that brings up a point. I need to address that real quick in this message. I'm going to try to do some more Facebook things, encouraging messages outside of this during the week or whatever. I'm going to try to as we go along. My Facebook thing is through the church Facebook account. I can't do Facebook where I live. I have to drive into Junction to do Facebook. So if anybody's wondering, why doesn't he respond or do anything? Because I can't use it at the house. And I have to drive into Junction to use the church Facebook account. And so if you see anything from Facebook and it's from me and you're trying to communicate with me, I'd love to, but I'm kind of in a little glitch. And so it's like, I can't do this every day like everybody does unless I want to drive to Junction every day, and so I can't do that. But anyway, so if you've tried to contact or something, you're saying, why doesn't he respond? Because he can't use it at his house. I'm in it's weird, I'm not that far away from town. Well, you would think so if you drove out there. But I'm far enough where it's just a hole, they call it, the hole, and where I live, and nothing works. You know, sometimes the cell signals are not there. And that's just the way, I didn't know that when I moved there. I wouldn't have moved there. You know, you find these things out. But anyway, if you've wondered, why doesn't he respond? Because he has to go into Junction and do all this up there. And then in Junction, it goes out about half the time. And so it doesn't always work there. So, enough on that. It just hit me here in the middle of this message. Oh, I need to address that because I don't want to hurt any feelings. But it's not really my thing. It's the church account that I'm working through. So, I'm going to try to do some more stuff and give encouraging messages during the week and just pray I don't get upset. So I'm watching the news, which I won't do. But back to this thing, you have to realize, and the whole point of that was, you've got to realize and accept in your life where you know the devil is going to get to you. For me, I watch the stuff in the news and that's not the America that I believe in. And it's not the America that I fought for. I've got to tell you something else. I don't know where they are. I don't know. Oh, there. You see that flag? This is Flag Day. And that stands for all those who've given themselves for the flag. I will do my utmost for God, for you, and for what I believe is my calling as a man who's worn the uniform, and I still wear the uniform, even though I don't have it on, I still wear it. I stood for this thing and had a lot of friends that are not here standing for what that stands for. And I believe in what this flag stands for, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And so help me God, I'm not going to hand it over freely. Not now, not ever. You will not, and I will not take a knee to this flag. I will put my hand on my heart, and I used to stand and salute it, and now I put a hand on my heart. This flag stands for something great, and God help me not to ever back up on defending it. And I just want you to know that. And I pray to God that you will all take that stand. It's not that cloth. It's those who have given it all. So that I can be up here doing what I'm doing, and so you can do what you're doing. And that's where, anyway, that it falls in with this. Because I know people are saying, well, it's over, America's done. I'm believing, I'm trying to hang on to the fact. Yes, I see things going down the drain. I see a socialist movement trying to take over this country. I see very, very wealthy, you know, billionaire people backing and funding things. And it can get to you, so I can't watch the news. But I can watch Jesus Christ, and I can look in His Word. And I can see that when Israel was surrounded so many times, I see David outnumbered, chased in the wilderness. I see David and Goliath standing there, and the armies of Israel totally, totally cowed down. And I see God taking a shepherd boy and some rocks and putting them in a sling and knocking a 9-foot giant in the head and downing him out there. Yeah, a kid. And friends, that's the God I serve. And that's the God we're here to worship. And it's not over till it's over. And God began a good work in us. God has used this country in so many times, so many places in the world. And I'm just not one to stand up and let them change it without a fight. I mean that. And I'm not going to give this book up either. This is more important than all of it. And it's where it came from. And the Word of God is true. And the God of this book is the only God, and Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only Son of God, and that's what we stand on. He's the foundation of this church, the foundation of our lives. And so within this, God began this good work. I want it and let Him continue it. And here's what His work is. Listen to me. I can't give you all of this. Don't have the time. But God's work in us is to teach us how to love Him with all of our heart and how to love each other as ourselves. His work in us is to witness that love, to share Jesus Christ no matter what, no matter what they say, no matter what the media says, no matter what some news station, it doesn't matter, some celebrity, friends, it doesn't matter what they say. What matters is what this book says. This is the only truth that exists. And you hang on to it. And don't let this other cloud your mind. We're here to love and witness that love. We're here to be righteous. We are God's righteousness through Christ. He said, be holy as I am holy. Be holy. He wants us righteous and holy and strong and courageous in the Lord. We're not made to be Christians that just lie down and let people walk over us. We're supposed to be strong and courageous. Friends, I've always believed this, and this is my whole thing. I'm not here to start a fight. But I really can hope that I can always be called upon to end one. And you decide for yourself what that means for you. I don't want to go around provoking anybody. And I'll walk away if I can, but friends, there's a time that we're called upon as Christians to stop the mess, to be a mediator, a peacemaker, and sometimes maybe even stronger than that. I look at the life of Jesus, and He cleaned out the temple, and there was a time to be tough, and then He was really tender most of it. You know, we got to decide for ourselves. But in the meantime, love and witness, be His righteousness, His holiness, be strong and courageous. And don't forget this. We all have those times when we feel that we're going backwards instead of forward. Anybody in this place ever feel like you just constantly... Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there's one in, but yeah. Me too. As a pastor, there's times I feel like, gosh, Tony, you're going backwards. You're just going backwards instead of forwards. Every time you think you've gone over the hump and you got it all fixed and everything's working right, then you walk in and find out it ain't working right. Or a mess up or whatever. Or somebody will send me a message or they'll tell me something and say, oh, that message you preached, you know, you mispronounced this word or you whatever. And it's like, you know, and I want you to know, and I've got things I need to insert here. Does anybody remember, how many of you remember Lee and Carrie that were here? Lee's been pastoring Full Life of Junction. Okay. Lee's going to come back and join us for a while. He needs a little sabbatical. He's gonna shut that down, and I was gonna tell you this earlier, but Lee needs a rest, and we had a talk this week. You know, we've supported and stood by them, helped start this church up there, but he needs a break, and he's taking some hits. So Lee's gonna come here, and he asked, and he said, "Would you let me be your associate on a volunteer, no pay basis?" He works for the Department of Transportation, and I don't need money for ministry, but could I come and help at your church? And it's like, say again, over. And so he wants to come, and I was so delighted to have him, and he won't be here all the time, but he wants to just come. He said, I don't want any money, I don't want anything, but I want to do ministry, but Tony, I'd rather work with you. This pastoring thing is, I thought, Yeah, I know how it is. And so anyway, he needs a break and he's going to come be with us. So you can welcome him when he gets here in the next couple of weeks. He's telling them this morning, so keep him in prayer. It's not easy news to break to his people that he's not going to be with them for a while. But he's going to come down here, and he thinks some of them may even drive down here to be with him. I said, bring them on. Bring them on. I'll let you preach once in a while. Get up here on the platform, and it'll keep you off from being bored with me all the time. Let somebody else bring the word. So God's doing some work, see? And we'll take him. We'll take an associate pastor, especially on a volunteer basis, you know? It's like, yeah, he just wants to work with. He likes y'all. He likes his church, and he needs some healing time. And we can give it to him, can't we? That's what we're here to do. That's part of the ministry, is to help people heal here. And that's what we're about. Help them to get it back together. So listen, don't let all this rob you of your joy. Don't let this stuff going on. Why? You just say to yourself as you get out here and you see some stuff on the news or the next thing that springs up, but you remember these verses right here. God who began doing a good work in me will complete it. God's not through. You know how you know when God's through? He'll zap us up. And until you get zapped, stay with it. He'll call you up when he's through with you. And until then, hey, he has something for me to do. Keep on it. Let me give you this second one. Aren't you glad there's only 2 points as much as I spent on the first one today? So here's the second one. God won't give up on you. And secondly, God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. When it seems like God's not working, he is working the hardest for you. Do you know that? And the times in my life when I felt like nothing's happening, he's not answering my prayers, nothing's going to happen, God was working back there. Listen, I'll tell you how God, this is how God works, at least for me. And I've had people tell me, you know, and Lee's one of them. Tony, hang on. It's, you know, God, it's kind of slow in coming. But when it comes, it happens quick. You ever seen that? It's slow in coming. God just seems to work that way. I mean, he does some things just like that. But most often, and Lee mentioned this to me here a few days ago, he said, Tony, God is slow a lot of times. It seems slow in coming. But he said, you know, when it comes, when it happens, it just happens. I mean, then it's just boom, and he does it. And friends, I'm going to tell you, whatever it is in your life, whatever it is in this country, all this stuff that's going on, it seems like it's just slow in God doing anything to stop it. But when God does do it, he does it. It'll happen quick. It'll be slow getting there, but when God's ready, I mean, it'll happen. And you keep that in mind. And whatever miracles you're praying for, whatever needs, whatever healing, whatever concerns that you have, it may be taking its time, but it's going to happen. God's going to do it because God is faithful. And whatever he says in his word, he will do it. It just might be that he's cutting out some timber. He's cleaning up your spiritual yard. You with me? A lot of times he lets me go through things so he can clean out the brush. Trim the hedges in my life. Mow the grass. And sometimes there's a lot of hedge trimming God has to do in my life, and there's a lot of brush he has to clear out. Same with all of us. It seems like constantly God's having to do brush clearing in my life. I don't know how, but the weeds sure like to grow up in our hearts, don't they? And you get all irritable and you start holding a grudge and you can't get over something, and then that brush starts growing. It's got thorns in it. And so God, he takes his time and he's cleaning all that out of our lives again and getting us back in fellowship, straightening us up, and then he gets all the garbage cleared out and does some brush clearing, and then what happens? Boom! Here it comes. The spiritual rain begins to come down, and we begin to grow green again, and it's all, and the flowers bloom, and it's like, oh, this is great. And that's when we're just walking on the mountaintop with him until we let more brush start growing again. God is faithful. And I want you to put, that's the second point up here. See, God is faithful. And if you want to add to it, make it personal. God is faithful, and put this down for yourself, to take care of me. He will. God is faithful to take care of you. He'll take, you know, take care of me. 2 Thessalonians, let me give you this. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. Everybody get that? You keep that. You hang on to it. God has begun a good work in me, and He'll continue it until Christ comes again. And God is faithful, and He will strengthen me, and He will guard me from the evil one. And let me give you this. This is very interesting. In the Greek, that word guard is a military term. And it means that God will protect me like a military unit that comes in force against the enemy. In the Greek, one word can mean a whole line. But what it means is when he says God will protect or God will guard, and actually the literal word is protect you with military force. You say, what does that mean? It means God, through His Holy Spirit and His holy angels, will protect you, guard you. Don't you think the enemy is allowed to touch you? You know how the enemy really touches Christians? We give him an in. Don't open your gate willingly to the enemy, the devil, and his servants. You are God's temple, are you not? The Scripture says, my body is the temple of living God. So is your body. Is that right? If that being the case, then the enemy, the devil, cannot touch you. But he gets to us when we open the door through allowing some unconfessed sin to be out there. When we go to sleep, listen to me. I know this one's tough, but it hits so many of us. When you go to sleep mad, you're giving the enemy a foothold. Don't deal with your issues. If you've got a problem with somebody, you know what the Scripture says? Just go to them and sit down and talk it out. Deal with it. Right now. Just deal with it. Don't go to bed mad every night. Because it gives the enemy a foothold. And if you think about it, it's like, I don't want to give the enemy a foothold. Then don't go to bed mad. Don't go to bed bitter. Don't go to bed bitter. Don't take the enemy into your bedroom. Don't leave him in your house. Keep him out of your heart. When you see something that needs to be dealt with, deal with it. I have people all the time that call or that come by, or they want me to come by and they want to sit down and talk. And so often they'll tell me these kind of stories. You know, I just so-and-so in church the other day and they just said the ugliest thing to me. And it's like, and have you talked to them? No, I'm telling you. It's like, I appreciate that you're confiding and I'll help you, but you know what my counsel is? What? You need to talk to them. Because the enemy will use this in your life and hurt you with it more than they're going to be hurt. Go to them and talk. What if they don't listen? That's not the point. You clear your heart before God. He said, if you come into the altar to offer your gift and realize your brother or sister has something against you, stop what you're doing and just go get it straightened out. If they don't listen, that's not your problem. But you went to get it straightened out. Everybody with me? This is a quiet group this morning. Were you up late last night? You want to be at the lake, up the coast. That's what it is. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap this up. At least there's some places you can go eat after church, right? Any of you going to restaurants yet? Yeah. Okay. You are. Good. Me too. So anyway, here it is. Let me wrap this up. 1 John 4 says this. You belong to God, dear children, and have overcome them. Why? Because you take this home with you this week and you hold on to it. Why? Because Jesus in you is greater than he that's in the world. No power can defeat you. Jesus said, I give you authority to walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will by any means harm you. So don't open the door to the enemy. God is faithful, and he will strengthen you. He'll guard you and protect you with a military force, with his holy angels, with his spiritual presence, with the power of his Holy Spirit. So friends, this is don't let anybody confuse you. Don't let anybody mess with you. Don't believe the stuff that you're hearing out there. Trust God. Trust God. Stand and put on your spiritual armor. Listen to me. It's necessary. There's attacks against us, and you know, there's a huge thing out, and they're turning against anybody that stands for anything good. What I said this morning about the flag, you know yourself, I put myself up there as a target because there's so many people who are hating everything we stand for. But I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I believe God gave us this church where we can preach and teach and share in fellowship His name, His power, His love with each other. And I believe that God anointed this country and caused it to come into being to stand for the countries of the world who are being oppressed and dominated. And dadgummit, I'm believing God can step in the middle of this and do a work that we don't even imagine if we'll just call out to His name and humble ourselves and confess our sins and trust Him with all of our heart. I believe that thoroughly. It's not over. God's in this. Jesus Christ is working right now, and He'll use us all. Just be used where you are, and remember that He's begun a good work in you, and He won't stop it until He comes again. And He is faithful, and He'll take care of you. And whatever needs you have, God knows, and He'll help you. He's a wonderful God. He puts up with our stuff, and I believe He's going to use all this. And listen, one thing about it, He's sure drawing the line out here, isn't He? He's saying, decide where you stand. You're going to stand in the gap? You're going to stand for Me? Or are you going to stand over here and be against Me? It's no longer about politics. I really believe it's all boiled down to it's about Him. Do I stand for God and what He says in His Word? Or do I not? And your being here says you take that stand. And God bless you for it. He's begun a good work in you. He's not going to stop it. And He's going to be faithful. He is, and He'll take care of you. And the Scripture says, I'll go right back over to Philippians, God will meet all of our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Here this morning, Father, there's people that are in physical pain. Stomach hurts, joint hurts, head hurts, aches, sorrows, struggles, emotional pain, mental pain, maybe some spiritual pain, just struggling with God about something. Maybe struggling with something in this Word, saying, I know I need to do it, but oh Lord, God, I'm asking You to heal whatever needs to be healed in everybody, whether it's in the body or it's in the heart, spirit, the soul, the mind, emotions. Father, You're the great physician, and I ask You to touch and heal each one of Your people. Because they've had the boldness to come out and worship You, protect each one from any virus, any assaults by anyone, any germ, any disease. Father, I just pray You put that layer of protection over Your people, because You can do that, and protect us from evil and the evil one. We heard that prayer from the innocent back there. Oh, protect us from evil. Yes, God will deliver us. I pray the blood of Jesus over each and every one, and I pray Your healing power, Your delivering power for those who need financial help. God, I ask You to bring money totally unlooked for. Give a raise, give a promotion, give a better job. I'm asking You to bring this and free Your people so that we owe no one anything but to love one another. I ask You to free us in heart, body, soul, spirit, mind, will, emotion, financially. Lead us out of here, Father, and keep in our hearts and minds that God is for us. No one can be against us. God's begun a good work. He's doing it. He's going to keep doing it. No matter, God will keep doing it. And God is faithful, and He'll take care of me. He'll take care of us, and God's going to do it. And God's got us, and He's got this. And we praise You, and we thank You in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. God bless you for being here.